the rocking chair. A long time ago, when I was a little girl, I used to sit on the veranda step, just where I am now, watching my grandmother rocking in her chair. She was always there when I came home from school and at the weekends. She came inside for meals, or when the night air became cold and damp. My dad built a glass wall round the sides of the veranda to keep the wind out. I liked to sit near her while she told stories about things that happened when she was a little girl. One day, I came home from school as usual, but Gran wasn't there. Mum said she was ill and had been taken to hospital. We went to visit her, but she didn't know me. She lay silently in the bed, with her eyes closed and her face as white as the pillow. The next morning, Mum told me that Gran had died during the night in her sleep. I couldn't imagine life without Gran. She had always lived with us. I went out onto the veranda and sat on the step. But the rocking chair was empty and still. Mum sat down beside me and put her arms around me. We cried and cried. We missed Gran so much. When we had the funeral, lots of people came to the church and to our house afterwards for cups of tea and sandwiches. Gran had many friends, and I recognised people that used to wave as they walked past the front gate, or had stopped to chat with her